This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Tough new coronavirus restrictions have begun in the UK, with Scotland and Northern Ireland under tighter measures to try to slow a new variant of the virus that is believed to spread more quickly. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
Measures that were relaxed for Christmas Day in Wales have also been reimposed. The number of people under the country's top level of restrictions, Tier 4, has increased by 6 million to 24 million people, around 43% of Britain's population. No indoor mixing room households is allowed and only essential travel permitted. Gyms, pools, hairdressers and stores selling non-essential goods have been ordered to close. Zaria Shackley, London.
The pandemic has claimed more than 1.7 million lives and is still running rampant in much of the world. But the recent launching of vaccination campaigns has boosted hopes that 2021 could bring relief. First doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine arrived in Italy, Spain, and France Saturday, ready for distribution to elderly care facilities and hospital staff. Vaccinations in all 27 European Union countries will begin Sunday after regulators approved the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine December 21st. Meantime, in Asia, China's communist leadership issued a statement hailing the, quote, extremely extraordinary glory, end quote, of its handling of the virus that emerged in the country's Hubei province last year, state news agency reported. In the post-Soviet nation of Turkmenistan, where the government claims no coronavirus cases, the president, a former dentist, claimed that licorice root could stop coronavirus from developing. He presented no evidence at all to prove that. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. This is VOA News. India's government detained at least 75 Kashmiri political leaders and activists to forestall political unrest after an alliance of Kashmir's regional political parties won a local election. This is according to leaders and a police official speaking on Saturday. The district council election, concluded early this week, was the first such exercise since Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government last year revoked the special status of the Muslim-majority Indian-controlled region. New Delhi then cracked down on the opposition and rounded up hundreds of people to preempt protests and violence. Britain on Saturday published the text of its narrow trade agreement with the European Union just 5 days before it exits one of the world's biggest trading blocs in its most significant global shift since the loss of the empire. The text includes a 1,200-plus page trade document, as well as agreements on nuclear energy, exchanging classified information, civil nuclear energy, and a series of joint declarations. The FBI continues to look for whoever is responsible for a Christmas morning explosion that rocked downtown Nashville in the U.S. state of Tennessee and caused major communications outages that continue today. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Police say they were responding to a report of shots fired when they saw an RV blaring a recorded warning that a bomb would detonate in 15 minutes, and it did. Three people were taken to the hospital in stable condition.
We'll find out what happened.
And FBI agent Matt Foster says they're putting everything they have into finding out who did it.
Bring those responsible to justice.
Officials had not received any threats before the explosion and are still investigating motive. Tissue was found at the scene that police say could be remains. Meanwhile, 911 systems across Tennessee and Kentucky, as well as many cell phones, remained out of service due to an AT&T central office being affected by the blast. The governor has asked the White House for federal assistance. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Donald Trump is spending the holiday weekend at his Florida resort as both Democrats and Republicans wait to see whether he will sign a critical pandemic relief and government funding package that he sharply criticized earlier this week. The legislation, which includes an almost $900 billion for coronavirus relief, was flown from Washington to the president's Mar-a-Lago club in Palm Beach for him to sign into law. But the president surprised lawmakers in both parties by labeling the legislation a disgrace. Trump said the package gave too much money to special interests and foreign aid and said direct payments of $600 for most Americans should be increased to $2,000. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.